talked about healthcare a couple of minutes ago, and the concerns over healthcare spending and how that was being handled in the most recent provincial budget. Now, in that case, we weren't necessarily talking about the government needing to spend more money. We were talking more about, hey, you keep spending more money and things don't get any better. Is there another option here? In this instance, though, we are going to be talking about funding and how much is going where. We're talking about post-secondary students and faculty in our province both raising the alarm and saying, you know what? Public post-secondary institutions are getting shorted here. Private institutions are getting a break, and they're not. So what's happening? We're going to speak with Dan O'Donnell. Dan is the Confederation of Alberta Faculty Association's president. Dan, thank you so much for being here. I appreciate your time.
Thanks very much. I'm glad to be here. Appreciate you listening to me.
Yeah, it's an interesting conversation. First of all, let's break this down and make sure everybody knows what we're talking about. Public institutions, private institutions, specifically post-secondary. What's the difference? Give us an example of one and the other.
Sure. Although I think actually what's different now is we're really emphasizing a new class of private institution. So historically in Alberta and in Canada, we have public institutions like the University of Alberta, the University of Calgary, University of Lethbridge. And then we have private institutions, usually denominational, perhaps something like Concordia University in Edmonton. And what they all share is an approach to education that is nonprofit. And where the focus is really on building, I would say, the human infrastructure of Alberta.
Right.
What's
okay.
happening now? What's happening now is this third class. And so we've always had these, but these are, you know, originally private career colleges. You'll often see, for instance, trucks on the road where a school is teaching drivers, for their truck driving license.
Yep.
That's the new group. And while we've always had them, this new budget is really emphasizing them in a new way to sort of intrude on what has always been understood as the nonprofit area for public and private universities.
Gotcha. Okay. Makes good sense. So when we take a look at this, you know, and I was going through the numbers and I pulled out the budget, there is increased money for post-secondary schools in Alberta in the recent budget. I'm sure you wanted more, but the government did increase funding for post-secondary institutions in Alberta, right?
It did, sort of. The base grant that we're hearing from the administrations of those universities is at zero increase. That was told to the University Senate, the General Faculties Council at the University of Lethbridge, and the president of the University of Alberta said the same thing, that the operating budget is flat. And there has been some targeted spending, which, you know, we can talk about in a bit. But I think the thing you need to realize is, first of all, there's a demographic bulge coming. Obviously, as with so many things in this province, we're not keeping pace with inflation and growth. But more importantly, this is coming after 3 years in which the funding for the universities was slashed by 25%. So this is a zero, which with inflation means probably somewhere around about a minus 10.
Okay. Wow.
On top of a 25% cut in 3 years, something that I've been told by even some of the cabinet ministers at the UCP thought was irresponsible during the last government.
Okay, Dan, I wanted to ask you that. Let's go through that again, because you're right. I mean, if you don't keep pace with inflation and population growth, essentially you're being asked to do more with the same, if not less. So it's a cut for any other, you know, whatever you want to call it. You're saying up to 10%? If you put it into dollars and cents, it would be a 10% cut, relatively speaking?
That's the number coming from the U of A, from the president at the University of Alberta. Obviously, from the faculty side, we're not always privy to the ins and outs of how that interacts with the different funds.
Yeah.
But, you know, university presidents are relatively cautious in this province because they've been attacked before when they've gone against the government. And so I think when you see university presidents saying this is a net cut, you know it's severe.
Okay. The other side of the conversation we're having here is private institutions, and we mentioned some of them earlier. They're getting a better break. What's going on there?
I think the most concerning thing is that it looks like a new sector is being set up, or an existing sector is being primed to do something different. So we saw this in the last legislature, where there was some legislation surrounding McAmey College, which is a private career college. And there's a new division in the Ministry of Advanced Ed, Private Career Colleges and Student Aid, and that budget line got a 25% increase. Now, when you talk to the ministry about that, they say that it's not going directly to
right.
The private career colleges, except $41 million of that is going to a program basically to regulate and monitor this essentially new class. And they've added $192 million, I think it is, to student loan provisions, again, for these classes of college, which very often charge 2 to 3 times what we're seeing in our taxpayer-funded, taxpayer-built public colleges and universities for either the same course or, in fact, a poorer version of the course. So what you're seeing really is money. It's essentially a voucher system they seem to be setting up, where they'll be allowing students to get themselves in debt to support these for-profit colleges. And the new thing is for these for-profit colleges doing something that we already have built an infrastructure for.
You mentioned, you know, we need to speak to the ministry. And, of course, Global News did. And like you say, the ministry says we're not giving any money to private colleges. There is no direct funding. You're right. They're making it easier in terms of financial assistance. And they also say, hey, listen, we're spending billions, and not just, you know, in the grants. We're also talking about new facilities, new chairs for healthcare. We're talking hundreds of millions of dollars being spent on the post-secondary institution, the entire ministry in our province. And that is true, Dan. They are spending a lot of money. There's new buildings being put in and all kinds of things.
Sure. I mean, you know, one is always going to spend a fair bit of money on a provincial system. But, you know, I think the thing we need to be thinking about here is, how is that system growing? I mean, what do you call somebody who can't keep up with inflation and the size of their growing family? Well, you call them poor.
Mm-hmm.
And what we really need in this province is a government that can keep two ideas in its head at the same time. And that is, yes, we absolutely need skilled laborers. We need tradesmen. We need the truck drivers, we need the dental assistants, we need the type of people that are in fact trained, often by private career colleges, often by our public college system. But that doesn't mean we don't need university graduates, unless the goal is to transport other provinces and other states' goods for them. You know, we are by far the richest province in the country.
True.
We had by far the best university system per capita in the country. And the explicit goal of this government for the last 5 years has been to peg the funding for what was the best system in the country to Ontario, which has the worst funding per capita in the country. And, you know, that's not an Alberta advantage.
So what would the fix look like from your perspective? Obviously keeping pace with population and inflation, but like you say, there's a pretty good shortfall. How much money are we talking about here, Dan?
Well, I think we really have to be talking about percentages, because we are looking at a growth. And I think there's a couple of other things to realizing what they're saying about how they want the universities to run. In addition to shorting them on money, they want them to increase the amount that they're raising through other means, from, I believe it's 58%, 52% right now to 58%. And the issue there is that encourages private institutions to behave like, public institutions to behave like private institutions. Gambling, taking risks, putting things out there if you own a private business is the right way to operate. But we should not be asking public institutions to gamble with taxpayers' money. And we've seen what happened to that. The group that we're using as our target, Ontario, had a university declare bankruptcy because it was being forced to go out there and risk that public investment. So what we need is a stable funding that keeps track and pace with growth, and that tries to preserve the system we've had that has really been per capita one of the best in the country.
Dan, I appreciate your time. Thank you so much for being with us today. I appreciate it.